Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom, and now I'm Masachet Sukkah Daf Memtet Amud Aleph, and this is our final podcast, and it's the fourth parak of Sukkah, picking up on the theme of the Nisuch HaMayim Rabbi Chanan Rabbi Yochanan Shitin Mishesh Nimei Bereshit Nivru. Those tubes that take the water and the wine down were created during the beginning of creation. Shneimar Chamukei Rechayach Kamo Chalaim Masei Yadei Aman. The pasuk in Shir Hashirim, the drasha is Chamukei Yerechayach Elo Hashitin. These are your thighs. These are the tubes. Kamo chalaim shemucholin v'yordin al tahom. Why are they like chalaim, which means jewels, that they hold out and they go all the way down to the chasm? Masei de Oman. They're made by the jeweler. Zu masei de umnatosh haKodesh Baruch Hu, made by God. Bereshit. What's the word bereshit? Al tikre bereshit ala bara sheet. He made the tubes. Tanya, Rabbi Yosef, Mashitin Mechulalin V'Yardin HaTahom. They go all the way down to the, hollowed out, and they go all the way down to the chasm, Shneimar. And we have this pasuk in Yishayahu, several pasukim, Yashiran Ali Didi Shirat Todi L'Charmo, Karam Hayali Didi B'Karen Ben Shaman. My beloved had a vineyard in Karen Ben Shaman. Vayazkeu Vasakloi Vateu Sorek, he got rid of all the rocks, and he planted it. Vayivan Midal B'Tacho, he built a tower there, Vagam Yekav Chatzabo, and he also made a winery there. Vaitaeu Sorek, what's that? Zabit HaMikdash. That's the Mikdash. Even Gdal B'Tocho, he built the tower, Zemizbeach. Gam Yekev Chatzab, but what's the winery? Elu Ashitin, those are the tubes. Tanu Rav Elazar Rav Tzadok, and the beloved, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lul Katana Yaben Kevesh L'Mizbeach, Marosh HaKevesh. There's a little pen between the ramp and the Mizbeach on the west side. Once every 70 years, the Kohanim, young Kohani would go in there and collect hardened wine, Shidomeli Gulei Dvela. It was like a fig wheel. They come and they would burn it, Bakodesh. Shomar Bakodesh, Hasech Nesech, Shichar Ladunai. Keshem Shinisucho Biktusha, Kach Srefato Biktusha. Meaning, just like it's poured, Biktusha, it also has to be destroyed, Biktusha. So, my mashma, how'd you get that from the Pasuk Amarvina? Acha Kodesh Kodesh. Ktiva, Chava Kodesh, Hasech Nesech, Tivatam, Shavatam, Ba'esh, Lechelki Kodeshu. Notar has to be burned up by Kodesh. So they're both called Kodesh. They both have to be burned up that way. But the point is that all this wine that's been poured out, some of it settles in this lul, and then after all that time, it becomes hardened. Come on, Azlahadinan. Who could be the author of the following Mishnah? Nesachim, Batchila, Mualin Ben, Yardula Shitin, and Mualin Ben. There's Mi'ilah. If you use Nesachim, after they go to the tubes, there's no more Mi'ilah. So Lem Rabbelezer Tzadoki. The Rabbanan ha-nachtu la'ulu tahom. It must be Rabbi Elazar of Tzadok, who says that they come into the lul, because according to Rabbanan, they're not available anymore. They go all the way into the earth. The answer is, afilu temer Rabbanan, b'di'ikla. It could even be Rabbanan if you put out a cup and caught them on the way down. V'ikudami la'rabbanan v'lo Elazar of Tzadok. Maybe it's only Rabbanan. The Rabbi Elazar, akati v'kushatayu kaimi. If they're in the lul, they're still kadosh, so mi'ilah would still apply. The answer is no. Afilu temer Rabbelezer. Even he could agree there's no more mi'ilah. Ein lecha davar shenasa mitzvato mo'alin bo. Nothing. We have nothing where the mitzvah has already been accomplished and mi'ilah still applies. And of course the famous exceptions to that with Trumat HaDeshen and the Agla Rufa and Bigdei Kuhuna. Amar Shlakish. V'zman shon eschin yayin akavar mizbeach pokin dat shitin. When they'd pour wine out, they would plug up the shitin. Kaimash shnemar kodesh asnech nesech sheichar la'adonai. In order to fulfill that pasuk, my mashba, what does it mean? Amar Papa Sheikhar Lashon Shtia, Shon Sviya, Lashon Shikhud. It means to be satisfied and sated and even drunk, and the idea is that the wine would spill out on the Mizbeach, because it's plugged up. Papa Shmamina Kisava Inish Chamra Migrone Sava. When a person is filled with wine, it's from his throat, from the top. Rav Atzura Bonim Delonafishale Chamra, if a student doesn't have much wine, Lig Magmu, he should chew it. Rava, kosa de birchata agmu agma agmuya. He would do that with the kosher bracha. He would like chew the wine. Drasha ma'idichti ma'afufa ma'achban alim bat nadiv. We have this beautiful drasha. How beautiful are your steps in the shoes? The daughter of the nadiv, the honored one. Ma'afufa moten shal yisrael b'shach sholin la regel. It means how beautiful are the steps of Am Yisrael when they make aliyah la regel. Bat nadiv, who's that? Bito shal Avraham Avinu. Avraham is alluded to as a Nadiv, so Bat Nadiv means the children of Avraham. Why is he called Elohe Avraham? Avraham was the one who was the first Ger, and this parak of Tehillim, which is inspiring the nations of the world to come around to Hashem. Tanav Rabbanan, my dichtiv chamukei rechayich, hamishlu divrei Torah kearech. We saw this pasuk earlier in reference to the shitin. Why are the words of the Torah compared to a thigh? Lomar lacham ayerech b'seitov divrei Torah b'seitov. They're kept discreet. Hanav Rabbanan, my dichtiv, higid lachadam matov, ma'adonai deresh mucha ki'im, asot mishpat, v'avar chesed, v'stein alachatim alachal, a very famous pasuk in Micha. Asot mishpat zedin, that's doing justice. Avar chesed, it's gnud chasadim. And we'll talk more about that. What does modesty mean? So that's a burial and a wedding. So those things that are generally done out loud and publicly, the Torah still says do it modestly. Those things that are done privately, should be done modestly. Do things with discretion, not with big blaring trumpets. Amar Belozer, Gedolah Oset Tzedakah Yotem Mikol HaKorbanot. Doing Tzedakah is greater than the Korbanot. Shenemar Oset Tzedakah Mishpat Nivchal L'Adonai Mizavach. A clear pasuk in Mishlei. V'Amar Belozer, Gedolah Gnud Chasadim Yotem Min Tzedakah. And Gnud Chasadim is better than Tzedakah. Shenemar Zir'u Lachem L'Tzedakah V'Kitzur L'Fi Chesed. Plant for Tzedakah and harvest Chesed. In Adam Zareh Safek Ochel Safek En Ocha. When you plant, you might work, it might not work. You might eat, you might not eat. Adam Kotzer, but when you harvest, Vaday Ochel, you're certainly going to eat. Tzedaka only pays out to the donor based on the chesed behind it. Shemar ziru lachem tzedaka, we kitzru l'fi chesed. L'fi chesed based on the chesed. Tanav Adam, shalshad v'gdolag gnud chesedim yotem en tzedaka. Gnud chesedim is greater than tzedaka in three ways. Tzedaka b'mamonot, gnud chesedim yom gvol b'mamonot. Tzedaka is just money. Gnud chesed is money or with your own energy. Tzedaka l'aniyim, it's only for the poor. Gnud chesedim ben l'aniyim ben l'ashirim, that's also for the rich. Tzedakah is l'chayim. You can only give tzedakah to those who are alive. Gnud chasadim ben l'chayim ben l'meitim. You bury somebody. You keep somebody's memory alive. That's gnud chasadim. V'malazah kol aset tzedakah u'mishpat ki ilu milei kol olam kulo chesed. If you do justice, it's like you filled the world with chesed. Shenemar ohev tzedakah u'mishpat chesed adonai mel haaretz. Shema tamar kol abalik fots kofeitz. You might think that anyone can do this. Talmud Lomar mayakar chesedakah Elohim. That it has to be somebody who is close to Hashem, who is dear to Hashem. Yachol afirei shemayim kein, tamadom rav chesed olam yalam v'yadolam al yireyav. The chesed of Hashem is on those who fear him. So they're not excluded. Chamar papak l'adam sheshalav chein v'yadosh yirei shemayim. If you see somebody who has charm, you know that they're yirei shemayim shenemar. Chesed olam yalam v'yadolam al yireyav. Rav Lazar, my dichti, pia patcha v'chokhma v'torat chesed al l'shona. Torat chesed. The woman of value has the Torah Chesed. V'chiyesh Torah Shal Chesed, it's Torah Shal Shal Chesed. How could there be Torah Shal Shal Chesed? Ela Torah Lishma, the Torah Shal Chesed. When you learn Torah Lishma, that's Shal Chesed. Shlo Lishma Zui Torah Shal Shal Chesed. If not, not. Ikerami, there's another take. Torah Lalamda, when you study Torah in order to know how to teach it, so Torah Shal Chesed, because you're studying in order to give. Shalomda, if you're studying just not for your own intellectual curiosity or for your own purposes, then Zui Torah Shal Shal Chesed, because you don't intend to pass it forward. Okay, the last Mishnah said, "Kamaseu b'chol," that we do the same thing during Shabbat as during the week, except we fill up the non-sanctified jug and on Erev Shabbat with the water. Why not bring a sanctified bowl? Amarzera kizire kasera in shir lamayim. Our Tana must hold that there is no amount really amount to the water. Any amount you put in is already nisuch hamayim. And if you put something into a kli sharet, even if you don't intend it, it's still mekadesh. And therefore, we might be mekudesh, then you have a problem of lina, because it will be sitting overnight in the kli kadosh and become pasul belina. Chezki amar, kli sharet mekadesh ledat. He disagrees. He says, kli sharet nidat for kiddush. But we are concerned people will think that you put in ladat and think that lina is okay. You could leave water overnight and you can't. Even if you would say both those positions, that there is a shir l'mayim and you need that, but they might think that they filled the water for another purpose, like kiddush adam raglayim, and then think that you don't need to fill it up lishma. Okay, the end of the Mishnah said that nishpacha mitkalta, if the water be spilled out or became meguleh, then you fill it from the kior. V'mai, le'avim sanet, put it through a sieve and get rid of the poison that might be there, which is the problem with kilui. So it sounds like our Mishnah does not follow Nechemiah. The Tanakhama says that a sieve doesn't help. And Nechemiah says that's only if the bottom one that you go into is still uncovered. But if the lower one is covered, even though the upper one that you're sieving through or from is open, so according to Rabbi Nechemya, this should be okay. He says that the poison is like a sponge. It sits where it is and it doesn't go down. So therefore, it's not going to go through the sieve. So afielu tem Rabbi Nechemya, the answer is our Mishnah Kabir Nechemya. Emer Rabbi Nechemya lehedyot. What his position was for human consumption. Aval gavoa for Hakadosh Baruch Hu miyamar. He wouldn't say that you could use him as sanand. If a late Rabbi Nechemya, akvino the fachetacha, atachav yisaf anecha maraz night tzvaot, the pasuk of Malachi. If you bring something degrading to your governor, will he accept it? Why would you bring it to Hashem? And therefore, the demand is higher. Even Rabbi Nechemya would say, you don't use a sieve, but rather discard that water and use proper water from the kior. Okay, Adon Alach Lu'avah Ravah, we've completed our study of the fourth parak. We'll begin the final parak of Sukkah, Hachalil, in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.